From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hi, this is Norma Gonzalez, sports reporter with the Arizona Daily Star, and I'm here with Alyssa Denham today. How are you, Alyssa?
I'm good. Ready to start practice.
Yeah, so you just celebrated your 21st birthday. You had quite a day doing it. I guess, like, walk us through, like, how was it bringing in your 21st year?
Oh my gosh, well, that's like the best way that you can start off your 21st. And so we were all joking, and every weekend's my 21st now.
Where did you actually get to celebrate your birthday, or have you celebrated yet?
I have not celebrated yet.
What? So you haven't even had like your first legal drink or anything?
No.
Wow. You're a little behind.
I spent it sleeping. And
to be fair, that's a good way to spend any day. So I know that you're from Texas. You probably don't know. I'm from Texas.
Oh.
So we're both a couple Texans girls. But I'm from South Texas. And you're from the Houston area, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you're... Where I'm from, the Rio Grande Valley.
Okay, I know where that's at.
Oh, okay, I'm from McAllen.
Okay, yeah.
So, being from Texas and then moving to Louisiana and then moving to Arizona, what's been the hardest thing to give up, like, from Texas, or what's been the biggest difference?
The food. The food going from Texas to Louisiana, because, like, I love Cajun food.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming out here and not having that. And it's crawfish season right now, so like that's really sad.
I know, I explain to my friends here all the time that's like, while you guys have your variety of Mexican, Texas has like their own variety.
Yeah.
Like
it's like Tex-Mex. I love Tex-Mex.
Yeah. And it's just, we went to Chili's last night actually, and they're like, we never knew this was Tex-Mex, and I was like, yes, like this is why I prefer Chili's over like Applebee's or anything.
Uh-huh.
So is there anything, like, any foods in particular besides, like, crawfish that you just really miss or love?
Like, barbecue. I feel like at home our barbecue is just, like, better. I don't know.
Have you been to Rudy's? Because there's actually a couple Rudy's in Phoenix now.
Yeah, I've been there, but, like, it's still just different.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but it's just different.
So what's been the biggest change between Texas and here?
I'd say the weather.
Mm-hmm.
It's like always sunny and hot here. Well, it's like starting to heat up, but like at home, I was home for like Christmas break and it just rained like the entire break, like every day.
Yeah.
And so it's just different than here.
I feel like people always give me a hard time because they're like, Arizona is so hot. And I'm like, Texas can be just as hot, if not hotter, but with the humidity.
Yes.
So
when it's humid and hot, it's miserable.
Yeah. So do you like the dry heat?
Yeah, way better.
I like it, but I don't quite, because I'm asthmatic, so I'm like, I need a little moisture in the air.
Man, but, like, when it's hot and, like, everything's sticking to you, and then, like, mosquitoes. And
yeah. That's, I think that's my favorite part of Arizona, not that many mosquitoes.
Yeah, I know.
It's just, like, crazy. Did your family, were they affected at all by Hurricane Harvey or anything?
My aunt's house flooded, but my parents' house and my sister's, no.
Okay. So how close to actual Houston are you?
I'm like 45 minutes south of Houston.
Gotcha.
So Alvin, Texas. It's close to Pearland.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So if you go up, you hit the medical district from Houston, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What was it like growing up in Texas for you? I feel like I must have a completely different experience because I'm a border kid.
Honestly, like, it was, I guess, like, growing up anywhere else, I mean, it's a lot of fun, and, I mean, we live on probably, like, 2 acres, and so I have a softball field in my backyard, and I have, like, a backstop and everything,
yeah.
So I grew up pitching into the backstop, hitting in the backyard, and we have, like, trees behind our house, and I would always, like, try and hit the ball, like, into the trees and, like, stuff like that. So, like, I mean, I guess that's just different than here, because, like, I feel like there's people with, like, land, but it's not, like, out at home, because, like, I live outside of city limits at home.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, the country of Alvin.
And I've seen on your post that you have some nieces and nephews, and you had a niece recently play, like, a softball game.
Uh-huh.
So I guess is softball just very big in your family?
Oh, yeah. So neither one of my parents were athletic. They just threw my oldest sister, Stephanie, into softball when she was younger. And was like, here, you know, and it just took off. And then my sister Jessica went in, and Tiffany and then me. So it's just like passed down, and now I have Paige and Presley, and they're 11. They play softball on the same team, and my two oldest sisters are their coaches.
Nice.
And then Bailey and Madeline, they play softball also. So we have a lot of softball players in our family.
I was going to say, you and your sister, it's four of you guys, and you just all play collegiate softball.
Yes.
How does that happen out of just one family, especially when you say you don't have athletic parents?
Oh, honestly, just like a shout out to my parents, like for getting us like the resources and doing everything for us that like we needed to become successful. And like they kind of learned as they went with my oldest sister, and now like they got the hang of things, and they try to, I mean, just like every other parent, they try to do the best that they can for us, and luckily it just happened.
And all three of your older sisters went to McNeese, right? So why did you not follow in their footsteps?
I mean, all of my sisters also went to Alvin High School, and I went to Pearland, which is a rival. And then I decided to go to Lafayette instead of McNeese. And so, I don't know, I just kind of wanted to do my own thing. And I just didn't want to feel like that it was being handed to me. I wanted to feel like that I had actually earned it.
Yeah. Does it make it harder now that you're in Arizona and you're a little further away, like for family to be able to come out?
Last year I got like really homesick, but this year my parents have gotten to come to a lot more games because they got to plan the trips a lot more in advance.
Gotcha.
So they've already come out here like 5 times. So they've come out here pretty often, which is really cool.
And how often do you get to go back home?
Only Thanksgiving, Christmas, and summer.
That's one more than me.
Really? Yeah.
I get to go home just for summer and then, like, the holidays.
Yeah.
But even then this year, I'm not going to go home for the summer.
Yeah, I haven't decided about summer. I have to take a few summer classes, but I'm going to try my best to go home.
So what's the thing, like, when you go home, what's the first thing you want to do?
Go to the beach. And this is funny, but go to Whataburger, because like Whataburger is just different at home than like here.
Yes.
I never eat it here. Like there's Whataburgers like close, and like I just don't eat it here.
I tell my friends here that I'm like, no, Whataburger here does not stand a chance again.
No.
Texting the Whataburgers.
No, it's just different. I don't know what's in it, but.
And then I don't know if they did it with your high schools, but in my town, we had designated Whataburgers for our high schools. So, like, we decorate them throughout the year. And then, like, after football games, we'd go hang out at our Whataburger.
It'll be, like, 1 a.m. and, like, packed Whataburger. Like, packed.
And here, the drive-thru is the only thing open 24 hours. The lobby closes, like, at 10. I'm like, that is the most
disappointing thing. It's basically, like, everyone always compares it, but I guess it's, like, In-N-Out for here. But, like, Whataburger at home. But I'm not really an In-N-Out girl.
What don't you like about In-N-Out?
I don't know.
Because to me, it's too salty.
Honestly, like, I have to get... I eat a lot, and I have to get, like, a triple meat to, like, fill it up. The burgers are too small.
Wow, and look at you all flacucha over here, like, wow.
I do eat a lot.
So what's a typical meal like for you?
And it's usually not the healthiest.
It's okay. I literally was just having... I went to a follow-up doctor's appointment and had lunch at Peter Paper Pizza, and I just saw Issy there with her mom at the buffet.
Well, I just got Jack in the Box, and so I usually get, like, spicy chicken sandwich, curly fries, and 2 tacos. But I've been trying to work on my eating habits.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like what you eat is part, like, half of, like, your
workout
regimen.
What I think about is that I eat it, and then in, like, 30 minutes, I'm about to burn it all off.
That's true.
But that's how I make myself feel better about it.
You do what you gotta do. It's fine. I mean, after the game you had this past weekend, who can complain? Keep eating all the Jack in the Box. It seems to be working for you.
Yeah.
So when you leave Arizona for an extended time, what's the first thing you do when you come back to Arizona?
I like to go on hikes here. I didn't really like go on many last year, and now this year, usually on Mondays, I go on hikes on our day off. And like, we don't really have hikes at home. Like, I was thinking about it, and like, I was like, we don't have anything.
Also, we
to
don't
hike.
Have really
yeah,
hills.
We don't have like mountains or hills or anything like that. But yeah, I think that it's really cool, and it's just like to get out of the house and do something that's, you know, on a beautiful day.
Yeah. So what's your favorite, like, trail?
I don't even know what it's called. It's just like probably an hour hike. We just go like probably 30 minutes up, 30 minutes down. But it's actually really good too after a weekend when you're like a little bit sore, just to like not lay in bed like most people would want to.
So now that you've been here for a year, full year, what do you like? What have you learned so far, and what do you just hope to get from the rest of your time here?
Well, to be honest, I came here with some goals, and that was to become the best like version of me as an athlete and student, or student and an athlete, as possible. And that's what like set this place like apart from others, is that I felt like coming here I wouldn't have any regrets after my softball career, that I would be able to say like I would be satisfied with like how my softball career went. And I think that that's one of the main things, is that like I'm getting more comfortable and like just like creating relationships with people that like are from complete different areas as me. And it's going to be really cool, like after school, like I'm going to go back to Houston, and I'm still going to have friends because I'm sure they're going to go back to California and everywhere. And so it's just really cool like meeting all these people.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to let listeners know about you? Anything you'd like to add?
I think that's really it.
So you eat a lot, you're okay with the dry heat.
Yeah.
And you like to nap and take hikes.
Yeah,
that's
basically
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Hi, Wildcaster fans. Come check out The Point Being, the Arizona Daily Star's opinion page podcast. We talk about current events, what's going on in the world, the letters page, and more. So check us out at thepointbeingpodcast.com.